came across an interesting comment in the Aleph Shur, in the Chelik Aleph of Aleph Shur. So the Rebbe writes about that as we get ready for Yom Ne'rom, so there are different kinds of achanas. So one achana, which he says, which many of the Sfarim had, is to study more Musar. One achana, which he has, which you find in the Sfarim, is that a person should be more careful with his own midos during Elul. But then he has a comment that I've not seen in other Sfarim, and that is that since Rosh Hashanah is the day where the Gemara says, Imrul Lefani Malchias, Kidei Shetamlichuni Aleichem, today when most of our piyutim follow the theme that Chazal Kevei and Musaf of saying Malchias, it's a day that the Dvar writes, is that's one of the themes of Tchiyah Shofar, to be Mamlech the Rabbonu Shalom. So he suggests that that a good hachana for Yom Ne'rom is to focus on those mitzvahs which are mitzvahs of being Mamlech the Rabbonu Shalom. So he points out Kriyashma is Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. So he says a good achana would be to say Krishma a little bit slower, a little bit more kavana, understand better, yuchad abore, what one's supposed to have in mind when one says Krishma. Kabbalas omach shemayim in the morning, kabbalas omach shemayim at night, different kinds of kabbalas all. One started the pshat in the Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim in the morning is Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim on one's kochos, and Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim at night is Kabbalas all in the events of the day. In other words, we have two. If the Rebbeinu Shem gave us two mitzvahs, it's machloek, it's two mitzvahs, one mitzvah, but he's mechayiv us to say Shema b'shochba v'kumecha. And then you can see that there's slightly different mitzvahs, because the mitzvah of Krishma B'yom is only B'shas Kima, while people are waking up, first 3 hours. So we follow the sheet of Bnei Melachim that Shas Kima begins around, it begins in Achleikas, before Nates, at Nates. Paschim begins with four dates and goes through for several hours while people are waking up. But the Kriyashma at night is not while people are going to sleep. It's Peshash Shchiva while people are sleeping. Within the Raisa, one can say Kriyashma Shal Arvis till Nates, till Lomina Shachar, and Rabbanah till Chatzais. So you see, it's a long cast of Mishnahs, they might be Ramban. You see that the Zman of Kriyashma are defined differently. Hayyaisa, they're defined differently. One is Bishas, while people are waking up, not while people are awake. And the other is while people are sleeping, not while people are going to sleep. So you see, there must be a difference in the nature of the Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. So I thought the Bishas the following. The Bishas, that Kriyashma Shal Shachris is a Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim on the renewed koichos you feel when you're getting up. When you're getting up, so you think for a moment, because Baruch Hu gave me chiyus again. He gave me Baruch Hu go through the Alberchus Hashachar. He gave me all the different koyachos, to be able to see, to be able to move, to be able to bend, to be able to distinguish day and night. All the different koyachos, all the shirumim, all the renewed koyachos and kabbalas, all because Baruch Hu gave them to me. When you mekabel renewed koyachos, be kabbalas all. So then there's responsibility. There's a shibud involved, but it's Hashem. At night, my kabbalas all is throughout the time when I no longer am fully active. B'shas shchiva, I'm a kabbal all on all the events that took place during the court. Anything that I can think of, all my retrospection. Right? I'm a kabbal all on sleeping. That's the birchas hamapil. Birchas hamapil is a hakaras atoyim for sleep, right? There's a sometimes it's a birchas hanenin on sleep, but it's a recognition of the importance of what's happening b'shas Shana. But the fact that the mitzvah Kriyas Shel Arvos is at any time other than the time, other than action times, other than b'shas, when a person is doing things, b'shas Shchiva. So that's the Kabbalah's all on the events which happen during the day. The events which happen, as long as I did my yeshtadlus, so I'm a kabel, that the events during the day, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem Yotzah Dover. It's two different kinds of kabbalas. One is a kabbalah of koichos, so that's a kabbalah that has l'chora and a responsibility that comes with it, and a chrayas being meshabed koichos the Ribbono Shel Olam, a plan, what's going to be with all these koichos. And the other is a different kind of Kabbalah. The other is, I look back at the course of the day. Various things happened. I hope everything that happened happened with maximum mishtadlus. And we hope everything which happened, Kadosh Baruch Hu made happen in a good way to be recognized. So we're mekabel all of Siyata Dishmai. Sometimes it didn't work out the way we expected to work out. So then there's a Kabbalah's all, that Gamze Yotzimei Hashem, this is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kavanah. This is the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to happen. So that's different machshavas a person have b'shas Kabbalah's all. I was thinking that we have many mitzvahs of Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. Not necessarily Kabbalah's Ol Malchus, but Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. Psukei Dezimra, Achonah for Kriyas Shema, is being mamlech the Ribbono Shel Olam. We say in Baruch Shomar, right? Neskir Shimcha ben namlichecha. So that's the bracha that introduces Pesukei Dezimra. The bracha that closes Pesukei Dezimra is also melech mulavat Yishbachis. So Pesukei Dezimra is also a form of kedei shetamlichuni aleichem in a different way. Every bracha is only a bracha of Shem Malchus. So every bracha has an aspect of Kabbalah's Malchus. So it's an interesting machshava revolbi that during these days of El, of course, person is doing a introspection on what areas one can be misaking, what midos we can misaking, what relationships one has to review, and how one can improve. What again? The way I look at it is, everybody at every time has what areas of Avodas Hashem they feel that they've accomplished, and what areas of Avodas Hashem remain to be mastered. A person always has the next, so a person has to organize in his mind what's the next area of a person wants to master. May not be ready for it, whatever it is. And then different times come up when a person's now ready. First, it could be Rachmanos on Eitz Tzara, one wants to make another Kabbalah. It could be after Gevalia thing happened, a person wants to Akar Satov, wants to make a new Kabbalah. Could be Elo. So that's the way I understand the idea of being a Megan Tikkun. A person has to, if there are things that has to be repaired, right, that's one form. But then areas of growth, a different form of tshuva. So those are all parts of one's Elo. I thought this is an interesting mahalach, that one way to make sure that we come into Rosh Hashanah, and when we say Malchias, so it's a deeper and a more impactful Malchias, and when we hear the Shofar, we have in mind the Rambam Shofar of Uri Yishenim Shinaschem, and the Ritvoz Shofar of being Mamlech, so yes, these things happen so quickly. The person hasn't been thinking about them, so they lose the moment. So that's interesting Malach, I haven't seen another song. To try to improve the mitzvahs of Hamlachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have, and by doing them a little bit more thoughtfulness, so that'll be a good achana. Good. I wanted to again, slow down just for a moment to pick up this Tosfos Iko Beinayu because it is a Yisod. I didn't fully appreciate there's an important Yisod in this Tosfos that we should look at. And I came across it, one of the Svarim I have on Ksuvos from years ago is a Sefer, I think it's called Bikurei Reuven. Rabbi Uben Chapansky is a Magid Shir in the Mir in Brooklyn. So many years ago, he put in a Sefer Bikurei Reuven. It's very, very nice ideas. So what we'll zero in on is in many, many Svarim, particularly Yisoda will develop, he points out. So Iko Beinayu Be'ula L'Koyin Gadol. So again, yesterday and today, we're discussing Be'ula L'Koyin Gadol, the din of Be'ula L'Koyin Gadol is has more restrictions than every other Koyin. Every Koyin is restricted. Gerusha, Koyin Gadol, Almona, and then a Koyin Gadol has a further restriction of an Isra say that the Torah says, part of the apostle, ki im besula me'amav yikach isha. So we're looking at that din that a Kohen Gadol has to marry a besula. So with again, and we come to this din because we want to identify a chiyuv asay, which Rav Shimon HaTeimon and Shimon HaNasi could be arguing about a limud Rabbi Kiva. We want to identify a chiyuv asay that, according to Rabbi Akiva, would not yield a mamzer. Okay? That apparently, the way we explained yesterday, this chiyuv asay is different enough from the anusas oviv, which is the paradigm iser, which spawns mamzerim, and from which we have the hekesh of mamzerim and yivamis nuntes. Good? So we pointed out yesterday that there are three sugyas wrapped up in Be'ula Kohen Gadol. One is that we have to explain why it's Eino Yishomim Bakoil. So Rashi says, no, it's Miuchet for Kohen Gadol. So we would explain that therefore the violation of Ishus is different, is distinct. And therefore we would understand why this one situation would not create mamzeris, and at the same time, when this one situation, there would be a kinas, and it would not be a violation of Eloi Siyah Le'isha, according to. I'm sorry. Right, according to Yishevi, according to Rabbi Kiva, probably according to Shimon HaTeimoni, probably. Good. So then we discussed yesterday this sugya of Eino Shoveh Bakol, and Rabbi Kiva Eger's Chiddush that only applies to the men. There is a Tosfos, many of the Rosh Hashivas point out that they ask Rabbi Kiva Eger from a Tosfos and Chagiga. We'll go into that. Could be Machlokes Rishonim. But we, based on that, we took the opportunity to point out, irrespective of Rabbi Kiva Eger, we took the opportunity to point out that Be'ula L'Koyin Gadol is the assay of Kim Besula Me'am of Yikach Isha, and that Rambam says it's an Iser of Nesinas Kiddushin, and that Rambam says a Mitzvah of Nesinas Kiddushin Davka to Besula, and we suggested therefore it is very distinct from the other Isurim, the other Chivei Assay, because it seems to be a part of a specific mitzvah of Kiddushin that a Kohen Gadol has, and the Ramban would say it. All of us have a mitzvah of Kiddushin, Kigach Ishisha. Kohen Hedya has the same mitzvah. Kohen Gadol has a specific mitzvah of Kiddushin. An additional mitzvah, according to Ramban, probably a second mitzvah of Kiddushin. And then we said, hey, Yois, that's correct. Hey, that's based on the Ramban, based on Ramban. Hey, yes, that's correct. So we understand very well. We can easily support Rabbi Kiva Eger's Lule de Mistafina. Good. That's what we discussed yesterday. That was sugya number one of Be'ula Kohen Gadol. Sugya number two, in other words, that it's a assay to explain this kind of an assay. a different assay than the assay of Mitzri Ve'edoymi, a different, not stama lava b'machal assay. And then we said, number two, the sugya includes the sugya of Zona, because a kohen can't marry a Zona. L'chara, this girl is a Zona, because she's a Ba'ula. So why do we get stuck on the mitzvah assay? And why do we say that this, it could be a kenas over here, there's a lav over here, according to Rabbi Kiva, should be right to Mamzerim. So Rashi says, no, she's not a Zona. Why isn't she a Zona? Because a Zona for a Kohen, a Zona for a Kohen means there's different kinds of Zonos. A Zona for a Kohen means she was Nivala Lasurala. Now, we had a chance to look at the Tosa Rosh, so he discusses that this could be a woman who is not a Zona even in the context of a Hedjay, not a Kazor. In other words, that Tosef Rosh discusses that perhaps according to Rabbi Akiva, a woman only becomes a Zona if she is Nivala Bilos Harbe. But one Bila, Shalaikidin, would not make her a Zona. All right? In other words, another way of discussing why this, we don't have to worry, we can take Zanus off the table. Good. Tosfos then says, Bakudris Pirish, Shalaikidark, Rashi's Moikim, the situation over here, she has to be a Pasula, because otherwise there's no Knas, it doesn't belong in the Perak. So, how can you have a Kohen Gadol bo al Ba'ula and pay a knas? She has to be a psula. So Rashi says she is a Ba'ula Shaloi Kedarka. So Memela there'll be a knas. Ba'ula Shaloi Kedarka. Vikosha. Taisa's first kasha is that goof is a machlekes or Meir Belozer. Whether a Ula Shaloike Darka, the din of Ki in Besula Miyamovikach, is that, does that mean all we are concerned about is that the Besulim should be in place, and therefore Ula Shaloike Darka, the Besulim are in place? Some of it is a Besula. She's Besula for the Kohen. Or is the din of Isha Ki in Besula Miyamov mean that she's never had Via before? All right. That's a machlekes tanoim. And Tosva says that Rashi is not fully responded to his kasha, because his kasha is, how can you be moikim the sugya to make sense? So he says, okay, I'll be moikim the sugya to make sense, to say shaloi kedarka. But our sugya wants it to be a Rabbi Kiva sugya. That's the whole point of this omud, this half omud. And Rabbi Kiva, he says, the Gemara should have said that this is only good according to Rav Meir. Ule Rav Meir de Omar Ksheira. L'koin Godol, my Ika L'meimer, Kidika Omar. Just like we said, we want the mission to be Rabbi Akiva, so why aren't we concerned the mission be like Rav Meir, especially because the opening is Rav Meir? So Tosva says, no, we want the mission to be consistent with Rabbi Akiva because we're discussing Shem Menasseh Shita. So if Shem Menasseh is Talmud Rabbi Akiva, it has to be like Rabbi Akiva. But in Achanami, it could be that on this particular issue, we will paskin like Rabbi Loza, not like Rav Meir. Good. Again, Adi Rishonim discuss whether we can, in fact, identify Rabbi Akiva's position. Not for now. Then Tos introduces Rav Chananel. Rav Chananel Pirish. Tochel Leimari Bebu'ula Me'acher Ela V'koin Godo She'onas Pesula Gimurom. Rav Chananel says, I don't need to squirm like Rashi and say that she's a Basula, she's a Ba'ula Shalai Kedarka, and now be moikim the suya according to Rav Meir like Rabbi Akiva, and have a suya that doesn't even address what about Rav Meir, especially when Choftes and Aleph said, is it Rav Meir take a suya? I'm not going to squirm like Rashi. I'll say Poshut, which seems to be Poshut in the suya, that the Kohen Gadol was Boyel of Sula Gomorrah, Mimbel of the Kanas. So the reason why this Kohen Gadol is paying kenas is because when the Torah says ki im besula me amavi kachisha, the Torah was not referring to a bu'ulas atzmoi. That if she's a bu'ula because the Kohen Gadol took advantage of her, so then that is not totally precluded by the din of v'sula me'am avikach. Tosfos says, still not poshut. Why? Because the din of v'sulas avanusas atzmoi, or v'futas atzmoi is lo yisav im nosa nosaim, Mikol Mokoim, Kevin de Lechadchila, Lo Yisa, Lechashiva, Ruuya, Lekaima, Tahai Lo Yisa, Have Minatorum, Afogab, Dimnosa, Nosa. Mara says that when it comes to Andusas Atzmoi, what's the din? Kohen Gadol should not marry Andusas Atzmoi. But if he did marry her, then the marriage is the nasa nasa. Mara says he should give a get. She might see her. Machleik is the raisa rabbanon. So this Rabbeinu Chananel seems to be saying that since mina a raisa, right? Rabbeinu Chananel seems to be saying that since mina a raisa, they can stay married. Apparently holds, like the Rashba, that giving the get is adir abonet dikedin, but midei raisa they can stay married. Afolgav davi min atoira kinemuch achosam. So therefore, this is a woman about whom we can say v'loi si elisha. Right, and what are we looking for? We're looking for a situation where a situation where Rabbi Yeshevov will say that even according to Rabbi Akiva, the child is not a mamzer, but it'll be a machlekes whether we say that lo yisia le'isha. We're looking for a nafkamina, but a situation of whether when we darshan lo yisia le'isha, do we say that's an isha sheyesh ba'avaya or an isha ruya l'kaima, and that we know mamzerus. So koyen gadol from bu'ula, there's no mamzerus, that we take care of because in isha v'kol. Good. So now, will she be an isha ruya l'kaima? Is Isha Yesh Ba'avaya. So this woman, Avula Kohen Gadol, is an Isha Sheyesh Ba'avaya, but Ein Ruya L'Kaima. Right? Why is she's a Besula? Mikol Mokim Kevin L'Chadchila Yisa, because when they rise, they shouldn't get married. So she is, the marriage will be good. It'll stay married. Mnei Raisa. So she's Ruya. So she's an Isha Shesh Ba'avaya. But since they shouldn't get married, she's in a Ruya L'Kaima. Good? So far, so good, right? So again, so according to Rabbeinu Chananel, we're talking about a Kohen Gadol who's ma'anes at Besula, and then we say, we have to marry her. We have to say, she has to pay a knas. All right? taking us. Now, will we tell the Kohen Gadol to marry her? Probably not. Right? Shouldn't get married. But since they would get married, the marriage would be chal, so we apply the din of v'loi sil isha according to Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, according to Shimon HaTemori. Okay? But again, v'shas bia, she was a psula. V'shas bia, he turned her into a woman whom he shouldn't marry, whom we will not let him marry. But nevertheless, he pays the knas because about here we can say v'lo yisi elisha. So why Rashi did not accept Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat? We could say because Rabbeinu Hananel also has to squirm, because we're going to ask him to get divorced according to Simon Tzedei Raisa, right? It's not clear why Rashi doesn't like Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat. Rashi could say my pshat is a smoother pshat, and this is Atzmai. However, the Shita says the Shita Yeshana and the Magid Mishnah and also Rabbi Akiva Eiger, they suggest the following pshat in Rashi. Right, this is the so again, maybe not every Rishon is not going to be pretty well stuck as to what to do with Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel, because there's so many different possibilities. But the Shita writes Vim Kashul Apirish Rashi, and the Shita Yeshana. In Kashul Apirish Rashi, and the Mishnah Melech points this out. The Omar Beula Kvar Hare Bebia Zusha Bolel Kohen Gadol Nasas Chalala Vesu Ein Loi Ba'avoya Yeshloimar Keva Nevisho Shebo Alo Havile Begav Avoya Afal Gabdul Yachrik Mar Bia Ein Ba'avoya Chayev Kenas. And then later on, the Shita says, "Menachanano says differently." Shita says, "Menachanano came in, kigoyin kohen gadol shonas b'suli shokanas avavisha also v'ula v'kan v'visa asay mikan v'elach." So how is the Shita being magid the machloekas Rashi Menachanano? Merry Chris machloekas. No, good. No, good. So I say a little bit fuller. According to Rashi, according to Rashi, this when the Kohen Gadol's Ma'anes, this girl, she has to be a Besula. Right, she has to be a Besula B'teres Knas, right? But she already has to be a Be'ula in order that. In order for this to be a good example of what we're looking for, she has to be chayv kenas. He has to be chayv kenas. He's only chayv kenas if he's going to be lo yisilisha. He can marry her, right? So according to Rashi, when do we evaluate lo yisilisha? Before, right? So therefore, as far as the Kohen Gadol is concerned, she already has to be a Be'ula. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, she need not be a Be'ula when he's Ma'aneser. As long as when he finishes being Ma'aneser, then she's a Be'ula. All right? Again, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, Koyin ben Hanano. Vishas Bia, she's a Psula Gemura. There is absolutely no problem with this Kohen Gadol marrying this woman. After we do, he's born now, right? So then we raise the question, is this a sustainable marriage? V'loi si'elisha. So Rabbi Hananel says, in this case, because it's a v'ulas atzma, and because we paskin that they can get married, so memela, it's a sustainable, it's loi si'elisha.
That's not the Bia question. That Bia wasn't with Shem Kedushin. He was Ma'anis.
Yeah.
The Rabbeinu Hananel is just setting up a situation where she would be a geula.
Right.
But we're not saying that Bia made the marriage and questioned.
Oh, step back a minute. Yeah, correct. But that Bia, when he was Ma'anis her. Right? When he was Ma'anisir. So, Ben Hananel says, when he was Ma'anisir, so then he was Bechlal Noshayla. Right? What are we looking at? After he was Ma'anisir, then we raise the question. Is the situation of Loisi Elisha or not? Right? We have to evaluate Loisi Elisha or not. What's the point of evaluation?
There's nothing to do with it. Tfilas Bia or Sophie. There's nothing to do with the...
Has to do with what?
It has to do with whether or not he can marry her at
once. Question is, when is it...
nothing to do with the Maisa Bia.
Well, no, according to the Shita, the issue between Rashi and Hananel is when do you evaluate Lesi Elisha? Now the question is, what are Rabbi Hananel? Why did Rashi and Hananel part ways? Right. So again, Lanias Daiti. If I wouldn't have a shita, and Mishnah Lamelach wouldn't be so worked out about it, because I don't know why Rashi says a shita. Rashi may hold that it would seem from Tosis. By the way, if I just had Tosis, I would say that Rashi doesn't want to have to say that it's talking about a situation where we say lechanchil they can get married, but they shouldn't get married. Going to Rashi, they can relate to Elisha. I could go weiter, right? Hey Yois, that the Shita says pshat in Rashi, Mishnah Lamelach says pshat in Rashi, Rabbi Kiva says pshat in Rashi. So it highlights the kudu we should look at. All right, what's the pshat they're saying in Rashi? Uri,
just according to Rashi, the Hananel's pshat is not good because that would be a case of losing the Elisha, that would be mutter. It would be mutter for the gamer if they're going to marry.
It would be not the
If Rabbeinu Hananel is correct, according to Rashi,
it wouldn't be
the case in Gemara, because that's mutter terrible. There would be no problem for the going to marriage.
It would be mutter because?
Because we judged the beer from the beginning. At that point, there was so much. She was pursuing the gamer. That's why that's... Yeah.
It's a new Zatzmai. So be able, they could get...
But according to Rashi, we judged from the beginning.
Yeah.
There was no Shiloh Kedarka, so in the beginning she was a Besul Lagamre.
Right.
So we don't judge what he does afterwards. So after he had Bia, since we had judged from the beginning, he's not Loisi Elisha because it's Mutter, because her Besul Lagamre. That's why he rejects her. Because there needs to be a problem. There needs to be some kind of
issue. So needs to be
that's what I'm saying. That's why it wouldn't be a good Nafka. That's why it rejected it.
According to Rashi, the point is we have to find a case where they're going to be paying a knas.
Yes.
Right? They're going to be paying a knas if you can say, we're looking for a case where there's going to be a machlekes whether this is a lois elisha or not. Right?
Yeah.
Now, at what point do we evaluate whether she's a lois elisha or not? Now, will they, put it easy words, can they eventually get married? So if she's an achis isha, can never get married, no knas, right? Now we're in a situation where a kohen gadol and according to Rashi, she's already a ba'ula. We didn't kohen gadol, she's a ba'ula, right?
And we judge from the beginning.
L'chora, yeah.
So he would be saying to Rabbeinu Hanano that if Rabbeinu Hanano was correct and there was nothing in the past, then should even though they had bia afterwards, it should still be considered a sula, she be mutter legamre.
Mutter legamre from what perspective?
Going double to marry, meaning wouldn't be an afkamina in the Gemara because
it's not a marriage. It's not a marriage. It's not a marriage.
No,
she does.
During the time of Bia, since there is Kayemes Kuleyama,
right?
So therefore there'd be no Nafimina.
Correct.
So that's where
right. 100% correct. Afterward the Kohen Gadol has a Shaila, the Masada Kedushin will say, sorry, I'm not doing this. Right? He pays the Knas. Kohen Gadol will pay the Knas, but everything's correct. Right? Again, that's the Nakuda of here. We're on board?
No, I'm kidding. The in Yevamos Nuntes.
Yeah.
The we learn out from Baba Sula that Bia Shalokidarka is for a Kohen Gadol considered to be a Bula.
Correct. Good.
So what are we saying? There's no Nafka Mina. There is. Even if you're judging it all the way from the beginning, Mitchilas Bia, she'd still be a Bula.
That's correct. That was things correct. So in the beginning, she is a ba'ula, right? So therefore, but her iser is an enoshav b'kol, right? So the vokei mamzerus. So that'll be a machlokes between Rav Shimon and Timani and Shimon Nasi whether this act of anes gets a knas or not, right? We're just talking about Knas. We just want to know that she had the label of a Leisiyah Leisha. Right? Can they get married? Can Kiddushin be Chal? So, Rashi says, exactly what you're saying, Bishas Bia, he was Ma'anes, a woman with whom it's also going to get married. Right? Because she's a Ba'ula. She's a Leikadarka, so he'll get Hethbe Knas. But she's a Ba'ula. It happens to be a relation which is Osir, in which Kiddushin will be Chal. Nosa Nosa. Right? So that will be a Nafkamina between the two Shitas. The marriage is Chal. They shouldn't stay married. That's a Nafkamina. Right? But now if we follow the Shita, you know, the issue is, does this woman satisfy the requirements of Eloi Sealish? That's our question. Does this woman satisfy the requirements of Eloi Sealish for the purpose of Knas? Right? So again, to put in the bigger picture, if she was an Erva, doesn't satisfy the requirement. Chiyuv Kores doesn't satisfy the requirement. Happens to be Knas, as an Xerxes Kosov. Right? But she's a Loisi, but she doesn't satisfy Loisi Elisha. Chiyav Elavin, so we would say she does satisfy the requirements of a Loisi Elisha. Again, she really doesn't, but there's Exeris HaKosef. All right. According to Rabbi Akiva, much more limited, but we're trying to figure out Chiyav Knas depends on whether she satisfies the requirements of Loisi Elisha. That means, again, let's put it in the bigger picture. That means that when any person's ma'anes, any girl, so the halacha will be based knas if you can say that they can get married. If you can't say they can get married, you shouldn't be paying knas. All right, then we get to work with their sarkosovs, with ribuyin, that we start chipping away this overall large rule. This huge rule. So we've chipped away the Chiyuv Kores, Chiyuv Elavin, Asay, according to Bekiva, chipped away less. So now when we're lasering in on this one idea of will Shimon HaTimani require a Kenas in this particular case, L'chora, we're still using the overall question of is it Loisi Elisha, L'gabi Kenas? And we're still saying now, according to the Shita's understanding of Rashi, that we evaluate this b'shas b'maneser. So when the Kohen Gadol's ma'anes the girl, this girl is already a ba'ula, Question, that's when the lights go on. Lo yisayil isha. Right? Good. Then we put it through our sugya, and it comes out of machlokes. According to Rabbi Akiva. Good. According to Rabbi Akiva, we would say, Yechiva say, it does satisfy the requirements of Lo yisayil isha. Right? Comes to Rabbeinu Chananel and says, doesn't like this pshat. Right? Doesn't like this pshat. Again, without the shita, I would say maybe he doesn't like it because he doesn't want to get involved in machlekes of Meir and Rav Elazar. Maybe that's why. If you simply have our Tosfos, you'd have another reason. But what we're saying now, I think, is still correct. In other words, this is, even if, listen carefully, even if what we're saying now does not explain why they disagree. The reason for them disagreeing might be that Rashi, that Rabbeinu Chananel thinks that it is a powerful question according to Rashi. Why isn't the sugya worrying about Rav Meir? Rashi may not like Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat because he thinks he's a powerful kasha against Rabbeinu Chananel because eventually they have to get divorced. And the machlekes between Rashi and Rav Chananel, the reason why they're arguing might be because Rashi finds his kasha more compelling. Rav Chananel finds his kasha more compelling. I mean, go try to be mafalpel, and we won't get any place if we follow that malach, because we'll never really be sure, and we'll end up with a pilpul. So what we're trying to focus in on now is not why they're arguing. I'm not sure why they're arguing. It'll be entirely speculative at the end of the day why they're arguing. However, the Shita does say, black and white, that there is, as a result of their Shitas, we can now point out something. We can point out that Rashi evaluates the Lo Yisayil L'Isha at the beginning of the Maisa, and we can point out that Rabbeinu Chananel, according to the Shita, the Afal Pisha Osa Beula, the Kaima Beisir Asay Mikan Beelach, Kiritanya Babal Yivimtai, the Loisili Isha Ruyulai Pratam Okain Godol. Rabbeinu Chananel says, hold on, Sammy. He says that in my situation, the way I learned Shat Nasugya, she wasn't Aisha like a darkening, right? She was a Psula Gemura. Hello, what happened? What's the Shaila? Of course he's Chayav in Kenas. He was Ma'anes, as we were saying a minute ago. What is the Shaila over here? He was Ma'anes, a regular girl. Mamash Gemesh Akosim, it's Pshat Chumash. It's Vani Droshes. A Kohen Gadol is Ma'anes and Psula Chazvas. Ben Kenas. Elo Mai, what's the Chiddush? Once he was Ma'anes, sir. Now, Lacey Elisha. Now we put that through our sugya, and we turn it through, and we say, oh, it comes out that according to our sugya, Shimon HaTimon, Shimon HaTimon, we'll argue about it. Good. All right? But what do you see from here? What is the Shita pointing out from here? The Shita may, in fact, be saying this is why they argue. I don't know. But what you see from here clearly is that Rashi, according to Rashi, the evaluation of Eloisiyah Le'isha is B'shas Biya. And according to Nachananel, the evaluation of Lacey Leisha is Liachar Maisen Biyah. All right? That, by the way, this is Nakuda that we just made. That's one of the primary tools of the Brisker Malach. So the Rav was very, would point this out. We're not going to be discussing why they're arguing. Because as I pointed out, I don't know why they're arguing. Until Rashi is in black and white, Lachain Indi Kaisev, Lachain Indi Oimer, I can give so many different reasons. In fact, again, it was always Malach of the Rav. The fact that Tosfos excuses himself and says, you should know that I could be Metaritz this way, I could say, so that, if anything, that indicates the reasons why they're arguing. Right? But it's the Yukim. And at the end of the day, we'll end up saying they're arguing because one Rashi holds that this kash is more compelling, and this kash is more compelling. And we can do, it could be an entire Zaman's work to figure out, to track down all the different situations where these kinds of kashas come up, and what's more or less compelling, we'll still have probably be speculative at the end of the day. But what we're pointing out of here is what, as a result of their machlaikas, what can we now point out? What can we build on? Right? That the nusach and the yeshivas used to be, I'm not sure how accurate it is, that in Brisk they didn't discuss why people argue. They discussed how they argue. Right? The first part is correct. Second part, not so accurate. But the point is that by we're trying to be medayik, what can we be sure of? What can we build on this? What do we see from here? Right? It's all about it. Now, every Brisk yeshiva is, you see from here. All right, so that's what we're pointing at, and we're doing it through the Rishonim in this case. It's already done for us. The Shita points out already. All right, so we'll go right in a moment. Sammy, go ahead.
Yeah, so just I guess it's more of like an analogy question, but like as you mentioned, maybe this is what the Shita is saying. They're arguing with that.
Could be, yeah.
And if that's the case, who's to say Rabbi Hanan in the case of Rashi, right? When he says it's, we're arguing that Shlok Bedarka wouldn't. That, I mean, he would also say that that's not a case where we could say before and after. We were saying she was a Gula already.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that Rabbi Hanan doesn't say that. But isn't he basically saying that that's the argument? Because he's saying that they're evaluating it before or after, isn't he basically saying that this is what they're arguing about? Isn't...
Did he spell it out? I don't know. I'm not sure if it's so... Could be. I don't see it as being so clear in the toast itself. But again, the Shita came in the Vishor Shebo Aleo Ha'vele V'gav Bo Ha'voye Afo Gav D'liachah Gemar V'ya Ein Bo Ha'voye Chayim B'knas. All right. So again, that's the nakuda we're pointing out, that the machlokes between Rashi and Chananel, it turns out, it suggests a machlokes as to when do we evaluate veloisi leisha. So this is, we lasered in on a particular issue, but we now are assuming, there's a little bit of assumption, that this will be true for whenever we have to evaluate veloisi leisha. In the situation, I'll leave it to Kuli Alma. At this point, we don't have a reason to suggest otherwise.
Mitzvah Toso, he doesn't spell it out, but I think it's clear from the Mishnah Melo when he asked the question on Rashi, when Rashi says, Bintomer Yesh Koin Lakdazona, that's clear that Rashi is evaluating it before the act. What's her status before the Mishnah?
Before the BC. Okay.
He's saying she should be a Zona.
You ready?
Ready.
Yes.
It shows that he's evaluating.
Okay, that's good. That'd be before and after, no?
What, Zona?
Yeah.
Well, I thought Rashi was asking, Mitzad the Bio Shalokidarka, she should be a Zona.
Right,
so
Rashi... The
Bio Shalokidarka happened before the Kohen Gadol was Manaser.
Right, but see that, I don't know if you can build on that, because that fact is both before and after. In other words, Rabbi Hananel's fact is only after. So according to the Shita, that is what... What you're saying is consistent. I just don't know if you can bring it as a raya. You're saying it's correct. But I'm not sure you can bring it as a raya because the Zona issue is all the way through. See, the Zona issue is a different question. The Zona issue is there's another factor over here. There's another lab going on over here. So by Bu'ula Koin Godol... In the case of in this particular case, when a person is ma'anis, she can be a ba'ula b'heter. In this case, we know she's a ba'ula b'yisr because she's because the coin because someone is ma'anis her, right? Because Rashi Moikim is being shalika darka, so there should be another lab going on over here. That's what Rashi is discussing. They're trying to. There should be another lab anyways. I'm not sure if we can be dying. No, so based on this, we have an interesting machlokes, all right? How do we formulate the machlokes? There is a din that the knas, when Reuven is ma'anes Leah, and Reuven is chayav a knas, he's only chayav a knas if they can be makayim v'lo yisil le'isha, with exceptions because of exeris hakasim. Good. According to Rashi, she has to be v'lo yisil isha b'shas, he's ma'anes her. And if she becomes a Valoisila Isha after he's ma'anis her, then he'll still pay the knas. Right? For example, Lu Yitzuyer, she ruins ma'anis Leah, and then before they go to Beis Din, Leah becomes Eishes Ochiv. Right? So, before they go to Beis Din, and Beis Din gives the Knas, she now is no longer Lo Yisil Isha. Bad example, because it's Chi of Goris. She becomes the Chi of Misa. She marries Reuven's son. Right? So according to Rashi, Bishas, that he was Ma'aneser, she was Lo Yisil Isha. Bishas Hamoda Bedin, before the Knas was levied, she's no longer Lo Yisil Isha. Rashi said, it doesn't matter. Lo Yisil Isha B'Shas Kanas. Aye, they will never end up getting married. They'll never end up being Makayim. But no, Lo Yisil Isha was there B'Shas being Ma'aneser. According to Menachem Hananel, after the Ma'isavia, now we ask Lo Yisil Isha. I don't know what Menachem Hananel would say in my particular case, whether he would take it that far.
Unless Achar Bia is kind of a code word, or it implies that the shot is, it needs to be evaluated before the knas is given.
Correct.
Ma'aser before the knas.
Correct. That's what I would suggest, but it could be Beferish Rambam Gemara Mishnah says otherwise. I'd expose myself. But what you're saying, is more accurate. I would wanted to dramatize it to make it more visual, but what you're saying is more accurate. Right. So according to Menachem Hananel, Bishas Bia, doesn't matter whether she is a Lo Yisil Isha or not. We evaluate Lo Yisil Isha Li'achar Ma'isa Bia. According to Rashi, she has to be a Lo Yisil Isha Bishas Bia. Bishas Hamoda B'din, not good enough. Correct? Good. L'chayra, this is the next line in the sugya. Right? Next line in the sugya says, look at this more carefully as you go right to Machlokes Rashi and Tosafot. I'm shutting this line. Hakol Moedim Bebol Anida Shemishalin Kenas Lemando Omer Yesh Ba'avaya Onami Yesh Ba'avaya Lemando Omer Ruin Lekaima Onami Ruin Lekaima. What's the kasha? What's the point Rav Chisda is making? What's the chiddush he's pointing out? No? Why is Rav Chisda there or not? If I would say to you, I'm a anis as a nida, he didn't find out, she went to mikvah before, if I was honest, right? So before you, is mafata. So you, what would you say? Peisnas on the mikvah. You wouldn't have Rav Chisda here. No? What do you say, Sammy? Comes to Beis Din, and he says, she's Anida. We couldn't have gotten married.
It's a chorus.
Was that?
She shouldn't be
Knas. Chiv chorus.
You
did be Knas. Chiv chorus. Yeah. But you say that's right? Now, the question is, it a Shiloh, though? No, what do you say? Was that? Kedushin is still Tovah, for sure. Is it? No, weiter. Is it? Do you have any suffix of a Lo Yisil Isha? Right?
Still Ruhi
L'Kaima. Was that? Yeah. Ruhi L'Kaima. You still got a mikveh. Nusu, what's Rav Chisda addressing? Why is Rav Chisda bothering to say his vort? What's his vort? How can he say shir? Oh, shir and a dindida. How can he say shir? It's much nothing. It's Rav Chisda, though. Rashi put it in the sugya. How did he make it in? No. Glenn?
Can it just be he's writing it for the next part of the sugya?
So I said it will tie in a machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos, whether it's the beginning of the new sugya or the end of the old sugya. But and you're correct, according to Tosfos, so it's going to be more of a comment of a chi of course b'shas ma'isa. That's correct. But according to Rashi, this is the end of the top sugya. Go ahead.
It could be that this is a proof that we evaluated for the b'shas bia.
It could be that Rav Chisda is addressing. Now, why do you say that?
Because nida that changes. So by the time they get to.
And Rav Chisda apparently. This Rav Shapansky points out, but Yosef is machaving to Omer Rav Chisda Hakol Moedim Baal Anida Hakol Moedim Hakol Moedim Baal Anida. It's like not a shaila of Kol Moedim. It's not a Kol Moedim. It's less Hadover less Babashash. You don't even think about it. No. He's apparently saying the word. He didn't say something. He's saying Bishas Nida Bishas Bia Mamish Bishas Bia. When he was doing the Maisim Anes, at that point, is it Mutter Lakaima? Is he allowed to be with her? Correct. So in other words, so L'chayra, what Rav Chisda is saying is, L'chayra Rav Chisda is making that point. That it's not being evaluated, that the question of Havaya, that is, the question that's being evaluated over here, according to Rashi, where even if Bishas Bia, according to Rashi, even if Bishas Bia, they could not, they're also to have Bia, but that's not a violation, that's not Pshat of Lesi Elisha. Pshat of Lesi Elisha means can they have a sustainable marriage? So the fact that that point had to be made, L'chaira, according to Rashi, is addressing, is prompted by the question of do we evaluate this Bishas B or not? According to Rabbeinu Hananel, it's Bechlal nothing to talk about. That's what Moshe's saying. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, was still a different planet. It just doesn't make sense. But according to Rabbeinu Hananel, it's the beginning of the next sugya. That's what Zach was saying. But according to Rashi, it's the end of the first sugya. So according to Rashi, the point that that Chizda is addressing. So I just told you we evaluate Lesila Isha, Vishas Bia. She'd understand we are evaluating Veloy Sila Isha, evaluating marriage, a sustainable relationship. We are not evaluating whether this Maisa Bia can be done over and over. This Maisa cannot be done over and over again. That's not Lesila Isha. The only reason why Chizda needs to address it is because we just suggested you evaluate Veloy Sisha, Vishas Maisa Bia. If Rashi, according to Rashi, and this is true according to Tosfos, Lamaskona, according to Tosfos, Rav Chisda makes this Bechlal no Chiddush, it's not Tuzach, it doesn't make sense. It's not a significant Chiddush, but what Zach's saying is correct. According to Tosfos, this Rav Chisda is going into the next Sugya. According to Rashi, this Rav Chisda is going to the previous Sugya. According to Rashi, why is Rav Ashi putting Rav Chisda right over here? Because we just said a halacha. We just said you evaluate whether the Maisa Bia is a kosher Maisa Bia. So Rav Chisda says a kosher Maisa Bia means whether they can maintain Kiddushin, marriage. That's a kosher Maisa Bia. But without this comment of Rashi, Rav Chisda is saying something which is so posha. Now, we skip two lines in the Tosfos Chof Tesem and Aleph. Gemara Tosfos raises the question, Alakutis, he raises the question about Machzir Gerushase. Why is Machzir Gerushase not in the Mishnah? Right? What is the case of Machzir Gerushase? Reuven and Leah were happily married for 10 years. Right? Then, Rachman Litzlan, marriage unraveled. They got a get. Alright? Then Leah married somebody else. Alright? So now it is also for Reuven to marry Leah again. If Leah would not have gotten married to somebody in between, so they can get remarried as long as he's not a Kohen. But Leah got remarried. So now Reuven is Ma'anes Leah. Right? So now they cannot have Kiddush. It's a lav for them to get remarried. So Tosva says, why isn't Machzik Yerushosei listed? Eilu Nar Sheishlan Kenas. Havola Mamzeres. Al Nesina. Malakutis. V'al Machzik Yerushosei. The list of Machzik Yerushosei Mishin Nises. V'niva Aloshaloi Kedarkam. She had Nisuin. They haven't yet had normal Bia. Because she has to be a Basula. So maybe they weren't married for 10 years happily. Maybe they only married for 6 months happily. But they never had Bia, right? And then, or then Bia Shalika Dark. And then she got remarried. And also, she has to be Basula through two marriages. So, V'nivala Shalika Dark. V'yafa Gab Demrina Nakol Moidim Shimbol V'loi Kiddish She'ina Loike V'kol Moka V'rikiva Da'omer Kiddush Ntayis V'machzik V'shasai Listening. So, Tosfos says, but later on, Hakol Moedim Shimbol V'loi Kiddush. If Reuven is the Machz, Reuven was Ma'anes, his ex. Now, why is this not listed in the Mishnah? So Tosfos says, even Shimbol V'loi Kiddush ain't a loike. He'll only get Malkus if he's Mekadosher again. If he's not Mekadosher, he won't get Malkus. If he just says Bia, it's Aser. But Im Bobulai Kiddush, She'ena Loike. The Malkus is if he does Kiddushin again. We call Malkoim, according to Biki'e Kiddushin types, and Machzik Ushasai. So, Bishas, that Reuven was Ma'anes, this woman. Do we say Veloisi Elisha? Or do we say Veloisi Elisha only later on if he's Mekadosher? So Tosas is Lashitosai. Tosas says that it's true that Bishas and they had Via. We would say this is not a violation of Veloisi Elisha. But we're setting up a situation where, if they'll get married later on, that'll be a violation of Machzik Yerushasai. Right now, he's not a Machzik Yerushasai. B'shas Bia, he was not Ma'anes, B'teres Machzik Yerushasai. He was Ma'anes, an ex. All right? An ex who happens to be a Basula. No. Nope. That's a regular case of being Ma'anes. Elamai, in the future, if he'll want to give her Kiddushin, then we'll say, he was Ma'anes, a person about whom we said, V'loi Se'elisha.
What kind of a swear is that? So if a person is Bol Unashis Av,
yeah,
and he's not doing it with Shein Kiddushin,
yeah,
so at the Maisa Bia, he didn't have in mind to give her Kiddushin,
yeah,
so therefore it shouldn't be an Isser of his of
Elohim. Right, but they're Bechlau, not in the Parsha. Here,
I don't see how the Svar is any different.
Because here, it's all set up. Bishas that he did to be with this woman, he set up to be a Machzik Grusha.
And that's a violation of the Lo Se Elisha.
Oh, good. Right. So you see that you evaluate it, not Bishas Bia, but later on, after the Maisa Bia, before Amodah B'Din, sometime before Amodah B'Din. So that's Tosas Lishitosai. Right? So just to finish up with the following Gemara. So we have a machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi Chananel. Do we evaluate the lo yisiyah leisha? The fact that in order to be ma'anis and chayim kenas, it has to be a lo yisiyah leisha. According to Rashi, defines the ma'isa bia. The ma'isa bia has to be done with the in order to be chayim kenas. The ma'isa bia has to be with the woman about whom we say v'loi see Elisha. Again, there are exceptions. There's a kosev that applies to kenas, but in principle, it has to be v'loi see Elisha. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, the Maisa Bia itself does not have to be done with the woman about whom we say Meloisa Elisha. According to Ben Hananel, if after, before we give the Knas, then we evaluate whether this Maisa Bia could be a Meloisa Elisha Maisa Bia. Right? So, according to Rashi, the Maisa Bia, it's correct to say that the Maisa Bia of a Ma'anes has to be able to fit into Kiddushin later on. According to Rabbi Hananel, the Maisa Bia itself doesn't have to, but later on, Chazal will make it determined that they have to get married. According to Rashi, the Maisa Bia itself has to be able to fit into Yidushin. And according to Ben Hananel, V'loi Silisha does not define the Maisa Bia. V'loi Silisha only defines the course of Bezin after. Will we ask him to get married? All right? What was that? Chiluk is whether we will reinterpret this Maisa Bia to be the beginning of a relationship or not. The nafkamina is whether this Maisa Bia is a Maisa Znus or not. According to Rashi, we want the Maisa Bia of Ma'anes to be something which ultimately could be part of an Ishus later on. And it can be a Maisa Ishus. And it'll be reinterpreted to be a Maisa Ishus. What we're saying now is not entirely accurate the Maisa because we have all the Zeres HaKosovs. But the structure that the Torah is giving us is that the Maisa Bia could become part of a Maisa Ishus. According to Ben Hananel, we're not reinterpreting the Maisa. It was a Maisa Shosnos. And now the Torah is addressing that they should have to have the Veloisi Elisha. Alright? That would be the... We'll have to discuss it in a different context. But that was the comment that the Chasam Sofer points out.